we saw years ago, everybody had a hula.
Hula hoop? Oh, yes, the hoops.
Uh-huh, okay.
The steel hoops.
Yes, ma'am. Right. And this is something that you would use for pouring liquid into a narrow mouth bottle to keep from spilling.
Funnel.
Sure. All right. And if you're driving a buggy, you'd see people cracking these things?
Whip. Buggy whip.
Now, when you go to the grocery store to buy something, the grocery board would put your purchase in a what?
Cart.
Big pardon?
A bag and then a cart.
Okay. Now, talking about that bag, what would it be made out of?
Paper.
Right.
Paper sack.
Okay. What would you say that, oh, about 25 pounds of flour would come in now?
Bag.
Are you familiar with something, a kind of bag that's made out of this rough, coarse material?
Burlap.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bag would you call
it? Toe sack.
Toe sack, okay.
I used to put potatoes in.
Mm-hmm.
Still do, I guess.
To you, is there any difference between a bag and a sack?
A bag?
Well, of course there's a difference. It's their uses, I presume. Bags are usually made out of cloth or some kind of heavier material than paper sack.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Now,
flour used to come in paper, I mean in cloth bags.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, clothes used to be made out of the flour sacks. And the feed, the chicken feed and so on, used to come in bags. You mm-hmm. use the materials for dish towels and towels. And
got a lot of mileage out of
it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a toe sack.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You ever heard it called croaker sack?
Yes.
Would you hear that around here?
Not much.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sophisticated word for it.
Well, I don't know. That's that's what mostly where I'm from. So.
Is that right? The croaker sack.
Yeah.
No, we don't hear that up here.
Okay. Say if a farmer was going to take some corn to the mill to be ground,
mm-hmm.
just talking about the amount that he could take at one time, he'd say he's taking a wad of corn.
Bushel.
You ever heard the word?
A turn.
That's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
A turn
a meal.
Is that any specific amount, or is it just the...
I don't think so. I think you just take the corn and turn it into meal is where that turn a meal comes from.
Okay. It's just whatever
it's usually, again, a sack.
That's in a sack.
Probably a bushel.
Okay. All right. All right, this is just pronunciation again, but in a lamp, the thing that provides the light, you call that the...
Bulb.
If you use two words, it would be
light bulbs.
Okay. And if you're going to hang out your clothes on the line, you would take them out in a what?
Basket.
All right. And the thing that you would put...
Or a tub or whatever you happen to have.
Okay. But if you didn't want to put this thing back on the bottle with something else to keep it from spilling out...
Cork.
Sure. You have another word for that?
Stopper.
Are all stoppers cork to you?
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every stopper would be a cork.
I would think so.
Okay. What about a musical instrument that you blow on and you move like this?
French harp.
Okay. Any other words?
Well, there is another word, but French harp's what we've always called it. A mouth organ.
Okay.
But we don't hear that.
Mm-hmm. What about harmonica?
Harmonica is the correct word, I'm sure.
But French harp is the usual
mm-hmm.
term.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. Okay. Now, this is another musical instrument.
You're not comfortable, don't you? Won't get that chair.
I'll get it in a minute,
right.
As soon as this part runs out. You kind of play it like this?
Juice harp.
Okay. Now, this is a very common tool that you would use to pound nails with.
Hammer.
Sure. And, all right, I'm going to ask you a few things about a wagon. Do you know what you would call that long wooden
tongue
piece? That was quick. Okay. Now, what about on a buggy? You got these long arms that you have to back the animal between when you're hitching him up. Do you have a name for those?
Well, there is one, but is it a shaft?
Sure.
All right.
We call two of them
shafts.
Mm-hmm.